This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear viewers, welcome back. Today's sunnah is something very simple and it's very doable and it has a great reward, and unfortunately due to many reasons many people neglect it. It is a sunnah of having a cheerful smile, smiling upon meeting people. Not necessarily because you're happy, not necessarily because something good happened to you, but you smile for the sake of smiling, to make somebody happy, in order to make it easy for others, in order to make them rejoice, as a sign of approval, as a sign of attraction, in order to be rewarded by the Almighty Allah. In the sound hadith, which is collected by Imam Muslim, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ, which means never belittle any of the kind deeds. Any kind deed, do it if you can. Do not miss an opportunity to do anything which is good, because you will be rewarded for it, provided that is done with an intention of pleasing Allah the Almighty. Not with a bad intention. Not without intention. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيء. المعروف, any kind deed. So the Prophet ﷺ said, never neglect, never belittle any of the good deeds, even if it seems in your eyes as something very insignificant. Then he gave an example of, أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق, to smile upon meeting your brothers and sisters. So I'm in the elevator and somebody just walked in, the door opens. So I smile, say, Assalamu alaikum. Do I know you? No, alhamdulillah, because we're in a Muslim country. I see this guy is a Muslim. So this smile will make his day. A sister for the sisters will make her day as well. Why? Because some people will be overwhelmed with worries, with problems, with that. And maybe they're talking to themselves. Then when they see the smile over your face, they think that God has sent you to him to make it easy for him. Because of that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhuma to Yemen, he said, Bashira wa la tunaffira, yassira wa la tu'assira. Bashira, deliver glad tidings. And do not offend people. Yassira wa la tu'assira, make things easy for people. Do not make them difficult and hard. So among the things which will make people feel comfortable around you is the smile. And the Prophet ﷺ was being watched and observed smiling so many times to the companions thought that he's always smiling. He would not show his teeth, but he is smiling as a sign of being pleased with Allah's decree, being pleased with what is happening, a sign of approval that he is happy with his companions. He loves those who are around him. When he walks into his house, he drops all his worries outside. He doesn't burden his family. He doesn't burden his companions, and so on. That's why Abu Dharr al-Ghifari also narrated a hadith in which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة. When you smile upon meeting your brother, this is indeed an act of charity. And that's why I'm smiling right in front of the camera, so that when you see me, you see me smiling and you smile too. May the Almighty Allah keep us always happy, smiling, sharing good news and glad tidings. Until next time, keep smiling. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.